This recording, Italy 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you wouldn't only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a million lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Imperia in 1985, in a cold winter. I was born on January 28th. It was a snowing day, as far as I know from my mom. I grew up in a small village on the coast. It's a touristic place. It's a small town, around 7,000 inhabitants in the winter. But in the summer, I grew up and we reached around 40,000 inhabitants. So it's a big touristic place. I studied there for like elementary school, middle school, and high school, and then I moved to Genoa for my undergrad degree. I studied law for 5 years in Italy, and then as soon as I graduated, I started a PhD in law. After 2 years of PhD, and after having spent a couple of summers in the UK, in London, and in Switzerland for summer courses, I decided to go to the US for a master degree. So I got a fellowship and I came to the US to study law in a top law school. And after that year, I decided that my professional career would have been in the US and not in Italy. So in Italy, generally, we have a couple of big holidays where generally we gather all together with the family. So the traditional Italian thing is gathering not just with one family, but with all your, with the extended family. So generally for Easter and Christmas, we used to have big lunches or dinners with uncles, granduncles, aunt, grand-aunt, grandparents, and a lot of cousins and nephews. So generally, those events are pretty big, and it's generally for lunchtime, and we gather together, generally between 15 and 25 people, eating all together, spending the whole afternoon chatting, playing, and talking with family members that generally you don't see that often during the year. In my family, we used to spend Christmas time in my hometown, Genoa Marina, and then going the day after, immediately to Florence on St. Stephen's Day, to spend St. Stephen's Day in Florence with my mother's family. While for Easter, generally, we used to stay in my hometown and going to my aunt and uncle's place. We used to eat many chocolate eggs and spending the afternoon playing games outside.